if you look at Parsha Tetzave, the difference between Tetzave and Truma. In Truma, it starts with the materials. It says there's kesef, there's zov, there's mechayshus, and then what you should do with them, to make the iron and so on. It doesn't say anything about the person who should do it. It finishes with the union of the menorah. Then it says, "Va'ata hakir lechas iron achichav as one of itay," and "Vasisa bigdei kodesh." "Va'ata the double kol chachmei leiv hashem leisiv ruach chachma vosas bigdei mekachil chameli," and then the begodim. So the tzibi begodim includes the amir to chachmei leiv as the first thing. Besides which, it also says it starts with kohanim as the people to be mekadesh them. And then it starts, then it says, make begodim. And before you get to the material that you use even, and to the oifin of making it, it says that you should be, bring to me the chachmei leiv, and so on. So what's the difference between the kalim of the migdash to the begodim? Because logic should have been, that he should have said all in the beginning, and in Vayakal Pekhudi, when he goes through the whole avoda, that's what the Taka says. It starts out with making the Godim, it starts with calling Kteva Chachmei Leiv and so on, and then making the Kalim and the Uriah and everything else. And here, mitzad the practical way of doing it, certainly that's where it went. Mitzad the Teichen, mitzad the Tzivui, you don't find that Tzivui. It needs a beer. It is interesting, you find a few mitzvahs in the Torah that are Geder Hutra. In other words, that you can be over it, not be the evet. There's sometimes, whereas Esses Docholos are safe, sometimes Pekoch Nefesh is Docholos, Terukul, and so on. But that's where there's no choice. There are areas, a few areas in the Torah where Lechatchila, the Torah was Matir certain things. L'mashal, Yibum is the Sashailing Mafet Sutra Tchuya, but Akopanim, that's a mockum to say Sutra. The Torah Lechatchila set up Yibum, that's where he's supposed to do it. It's not just the mikra that if Yisrael Raya is coincided with getting married. The Torah is set up mitzvahs Yibum like that. In Shatnes, the two in Yanim that are bidei mitzvah, in the world of Begodim, in the inyan of Begodim and Levushim, there are two Levushim mitzvah. There's tzitzis and there is bidei kahuna. Both of them, the Torah was matir shatnis, so the pshat is almost as if shatnis doesn't apply there. Just like the way we understand l'mashal, if Shabbos is derech something else, we say you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos, but saving a life is more important. So one does something that's wrong, but it does it for a greater good. That's the inyan of dechia. Hutra is where arayas are asa, except marrying a Yavama is an appropriate thing to do if it's a Hutra. Here the Chatchila, the Torah's acid shatnis, and the Torah was matirit in Bigdei Kehuna, and it sits in Bigdei Mitzvah, there's a heta for shatnis. Even though shatnis a choik, and it's hard to dash in time of the Kura, and so on and so forth, try to get some sort of tam at varim, why it's like that. We find another interesting nekuda that the muscle, a kohen that's makriv without a knife, so that's a davar that's it's pasul if he doesn't use a knife of kodesh, if he doesn't use one of the kalim that are appropriate kalim for kabbalah sadam, so it's not a good kabbalah. But but it's not the pshat that he's not a kohen. It's not a tzaddik, it's a zar. The avodah is psula because it wasn't done the way avodah should be done. If it's missing bigdei kahuna, so the halacha is that it's lacking the etzim kahuna. It says bizman shebigdeim aleim kunasam aleim, that begodim are not a hechatimtza, but they're not kahanim without the begodim. And it's a dover that needs hesber. What's the difference between begodim and the kalim? The one more general inyan we'd like to discuss is the musig of levisha by a person, whatever it is, we understand that it's a it's an inyan of covered nechshivas, and you know, it's miyachet the kayin for doing avodas Hashem and giving the right kavod and so on and so forth. That's something that we have a shayches to. Malachim, we find also levush. It says that malachim are levush habadim, which is something that needs. I mean, so there, mele malachim are mislabish when they come down to the earth. We understand the need for that, so people can interact with them. But a malach lemala is called levush habadim. But HaKadosh Baruch himself, we said this morning in Shir Shoyim, Hashem Malach Geus Lavish. HaKadosh Baruch was malbish himself with Geus and so on and so forth. What does it mean, Levushim by HaKadosh Baruch? We once spoke about Oito Er, Kasulma, Kasalma, Oito Shvayim Keiriya. HaKadosh Baruch put on oil like a Salma. What is the mitzias of Levish Hashem is Levish? Big day. Oiz Hashem, there are all sorts of begodim HaKadosh Baruch was Levish. What is the havana? What's the nimshala, so to speak, of those begodim? So let's the malbim says that the levush the malbushim are kineged the midas. It says in the pasuk that the levushim the begodim have to be midasei bad. They have to be the size of the kayin, two size, and the so he says. That the kineged midas in a person, and the lashon midah midasi bad meaning his measure, and midas are also from the word measure. And he points it out the fact that when Chazal say about the yonim that the mechaper kas and taiva, a few of the midas gaivas mentioned the kas and gaiva and arayas, different midas are mentioned, and primarily he says they represent midas kilo. Dorachayim says it, Dorachayim HaKadosh points out, doesn't bring down the Chazal we brought, but he says that the beged is a tzerech of the Adam rather than the tzerech of the Aveda. I guess once you know the Chazal, that ain't bismash b'dem ha'konosam alem, it says it, in other words, he's mafchin. There are certain things when you're bringing something like Kodesh, so I need to have a kli kodesh to mekabel dam. If I'm mekabel to something else, it's not good. If I use a fingernail for shchita or a knife for malik, it's not good. Mitzad the carbon, there's a tsura of akrovus akarbon of Eretz Hashem, and that's lacking when the kelim are mixed up. And then there's a tsura of begodim, which is lacking in the tsura of the kayim. And the mele, it's I mean that's betzim the chazal of bisman shekah. Levushem aleihem, kunasam aleihem, and bezman that the levush is not on it, it's not. But let's try to understand a little bit in the what it means the levushim, the person is part of the person, and so on. The if we look at a person, we look at a person's atzmius. When I try to say. The person himself. Let's give an example. A person does a good maisa. He's a good person. He's a giving person. But he's very, very... He says nasty remarks about it when he gives it. He does you a favor, but he says a nasty remark when he does the favor for you. So, I can look at it in two ways. I can say, the etzem, the person is a good-hearted person. But he has a job, leharai, he's giving. I asked him to do X for me, I asked him to walk down and get something for me, he got up and got it. The fact that he said something could be a chisaron mitzad hadibur, could be he doesn't really know how to communicate what it is that is goodness. Or I could say it the other way around. I could say he's bet some a bad person, and the dibur correctly expressed it, except he did the maisim, because he does it for he feels guilty, he feels pressured, he feels embarrassed, but the true reflection is deeper, and the asiya is, the Gemara says the Marshal by Yesh Michael of a Pisyonis Benoichel Gehenim, it says that a person can sometimes be Yerish, a person can sometimes feed his father the best food and still get Gehenim. Because I'll say famous Gemara in Kedushin that somebody was wealthy, he used to feed his father very expensive food, pheasant or something like that, and once his father made a remark, he said, shut up, old man. Then, so it says, even though he fed him the best, but lemaisa, it was with bad heartedness, and there was no kibbut abeim, and so on and so forth. So we have here a tchum in the middle between the maisa and the person that is hard. It's hard to exactly put a finger on it. Let's take a look. A person in a home. A person in any setting, wherever he is, he's working, he's at home or whatever. So we have the person himself, that's his body, let's say. That's, you know, on a physical level, his body's himself. Yet the person never appears in his body. He's always with clothing. And secondly, and then there are things that he deals with. In the field, he takes a plow and he plows the ground and he puts in seeds and he plants and so on and so forth. At home, he has kalim to cook and so on. So the two separate, the person has one field of activity, and that's the field of asiya and maisa, and for that he has kalim, and that's the broader range of the activities. And then there is levushim. So levushim is the pshat, there is a chelek that the person appears through it. It's not the atzmis of the person, but the giluyim of the person is only shayach through it. L'mashal, let's take something else. Dibur. What I'm thinking and feeling, no one in the world can touch or tap into. No one will ever get a direct line to my thoughts or feelings. But I will convey it through diburim as a minimal expression that will convey them. So that means the olam of dibur is a levush to the olam of the person's machshava. Even deeper, even finer than that is, when a person is a good person, the marshal, he thinks, as soon as he sees something, he thinks, how can I do something good? How can I help somebody? A person who's a mean person, who's a bad person, as soon as he sees something, he schemes on how he can get around it or whatever it is. So the person is doing be'etzem his levushim are structured. There's the atzmius of the person, and then there are many, many layers of levush. To some level, the person's own thoughts, his active thinking process is already a levush of sorts. Then there is a more outer levush of the speech that he uses, the expressions, and so on. And then there's maisim that he does. So the levush to a person in mitzvah's nefesh is the midas. A person is unhappy. He can express it through anger. He can express it through introversion, through apathy. The person's mitzias, a person feels he has no mitzias, he can express it in many different mahalchim. Those mahalchim are the levush to the nefesh. So the person's mitzias is atzmias of a person, and that has no way of being megala itself. The giluyim are all through the levushim. The maisim are already things a person did, but they're not megala on the person the way the levushim are. So levushim is the chelek of the bria. Its properties are, it has to most closely fit a person. It has to be the metzias that really, really fits the person. If a person says words that don't mean what he thought, if a person, just like a person wears something that doesn't fit him, it doesn't properly express the person, so too, those levushim need to specifically fit the person and give out the best in the person. That is the olam of levushim. The Akedah says, when he describes the Bidei Kuna, he says the world of Midosim, I think he calls it, his Lashon is, comes before the world of Iunium, basically Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah, that the Levushim are Derech Eretz because they're the expression of my Neshama. They're the expression of myself. And other things is what I do and what I accomplish, but it's not myself. That is the olam of begadim and kelim. So a person functions within two frameworks. He functions in a framework of begadim, and he functions in a framework of kelim. In begadim, and obviously begadim are more subtle. When a person does something, when I say I don't like this person, there's something about him I don't like. So someone tells me, well, tell me what he did wrong. did he do this? This? No, he didn't do any of these things wrong. So why is that? I don't know. I don't like the way he looks. I don't like the way he his eyes shift. I don't like the way he seems to be dishonest. But you can't prove it. So it's true. On the one hand, the Olam of Mice is much more clear. And the Olam of Levushim is not so clear because it's closer to a person's Metzius. On the other hand, it's Megal a lot more of the Metzius than is Meisim. Many a person who's a bad person has done Meisim that are pro forma good. But the person himself is a bad person. And the way I get that feel is the way he says things, the way he acts, the way he looks, the way he carries himself, all of those things are intangible. So in Avedis Hashem, two Mahalchim of Kedusha Shtol Zechais. A Mahalach of Kelim and Avedah, Nasiya, and a Mahalach of Levisha and Begadim. In Levisha and Begadim, you find I don't know if it's a steer, but you find two inyanim. On the one hand, the Shalach Kodesh brings a Zayah that says that Ra emanates from Begadim. That if a person, that if, as soon as a person, he speaks over there about the inyan of not wearing a levush that's very fancy or very expensive, or he says that when by Yosef it says that it's for sale of the big day, the Yetzahara that grabbed him on in his begadim. In other words, the makom achiza of the Yetzahara is in the begadim. The nefesh itself is tahar, nefesh itself doesn't become a kokel, but in the begadim it's where a person can be nitfas, and therefore Vayazev is big day, Vayanas Achutza means he had to get rid of the Nyan of Begadim. So the implication seems to be that Begadim are a bad thing. There's something wrong with Begadim. And yet, we have here the whole area of Begadim of Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Mahavishon sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Levushim of Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Levushim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who gave him a Levush of Kastasar. There's a Ramchal that's Masbir in gives us a Havana in the Inyan of Shabbos. He says there are two types of Levushim. There's a Levush that says by that's a lotion that the Zohar uses a lot, Kadein Kamsa, the Levushe Mineu Bay. A grasshopper, as it grows, every so often it sheds its outer skin, and you know, once it left its outer skin, you take a look at it, it's a lifeless shell, like a husk of it looks like a grasshopper, basically. It is the outer shell. It's a callus, sort of, that except that the whole body is, the whole skin becomes callous. It sheds the outer layer, and it has its own layer. So Chazal found in this Bria the expression of a certain type of levush. You see that the skin is a levush. You see that it comes, that it's outside and gets taken off on the outside. But it comes minei ubei, it grows from inside out. So lemashal, a person has a deep feeling and a hagasha, and it wells up and slowly begins to come out, and it finds words of expression, and then it can become a story, and so on and so forth. That is a type of levush that comes from inside out. There's a type of levush that a person takes from the outside and puts it on himself. The Ramchal is Megala that this is the seid of Pishtun and Semer. Semer is levushim that grow from the inside out. A Semer started on a balchai, on a skin, and it grew from inside out. A pishtun, he said, never grew on a balchayim, so it's always coming from outside in. And the Torah was mafkin not to mix the two together. That's the seid of the Issur of Shabbos, that these two types of levush have to stay separate. A levush that came from outside in and inside out, but to stay separate. Not always is that levush levush of Toiv, l'mashal. Esav was a Issur, and Yaakov had to dress himself with the levush of the Seir Izim to get the same effect as Esav. In other words, for Esav, Seir, which is bed midah, Chazal explained why and so on, but Akapanim, the hairiness of it was something that was natural to him, And for him, the levush of Seir was his mitzias. And Yaakov Avinu's mitzias of a levush of Seir was not his true mitzias. It was a mitzias that he needed to put on himself for a certain inyan. So for him, it was a levush pishtim, so to speak, if you want to say it. More than that, that was the midah of Sheker. He needed, this type of levush was alien to him, and it only has a mitzias. Seir is not supposed to grow from inside out, it's supposed to come from outside in. Just like a person is, if a person has to do rough work, he puts on a pair of work gloves. It's not that those work gloves are what he would like his hands to be like. A person whose hands, let's say, are very rough and patchy and scaly, will put on a silk glove. It should look good and nice and soft, because that's what it should be. A person who's working out and he needs coarse things because it's hot and it's rough work, puts on coarse gloves, because for this work you need coarse gloves. For the fight with Esav, Yaakov needed to put on a levush of Esav. So that levush was proper, that came from outside in, and whereas other levushim are not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the world, he does in the world. There are hanhagis and midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala to the world. When it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eir Eir Kasalma, means Eir is the atzmius of Gili in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megala through Eir. Eir is the echatimtz of Gili in the world. That comes from a levush. The whole world at its sheirish doesn't start with HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing. It starts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being megala. The entire world is in order to be megala HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's a levush. The levush is a levush of ha'ara. Eita Erika Salmon means that it's a levush of ha'ara, and the mela it comes out from the. So the same way that the Dibra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Yehi Oyer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Migala what's Bechachmasa Yisbarach into the Metzias through Amira, the Eita Erka Salma is a finer Darga of Gili. It's even before that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Eita himself with Oyer, and that became the Atzmis of Gili. So Levushim and Begodim are the Gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world outside, because that's a mitzvah of Levush and so on. That type of Levush, that's a Gili from outside in, that type of Levush is a Levush that is Emes. In other words, the words that I use to convey what I think and feel are a Levush, but it's a Levush of Emes, because that's the only chatimtza to be megala. If somebody's a kvad peh, so his levush is pogum. The tenai to that levush is midasei bad, that it has to fit the person. It has to fit the metzias of the person himself to come out. And if the person doesn't fit that metzias, it's not a beged. A beged that's doesn't fit the person is even if it looks nice, it's not a beggar to the person. It's not being megal to the person. It's conveying a false image. So Ramchal is mazbe that the shatness, the issur of shatness is that the beggar is not allowed to fit. You're not allowed to be ma'ar of these two inyanim begodim. They're begodim that you put on from the outside. Lemushal by other marishin. Before he sinned, it says there was kosnes oyer. The kosnes were made out of light. In other words, there was also levushim and begodim, but it was called kulo for gili. The levush was there to be megala Adam. After the chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made kosnes oyer, because since Adam was a pogrom, he had to take levush from the outside, put it onto the person to hide something. So lemashal, a person who is, let's say a person has a flaw, he gets angry very quickly. So I tell him, pretend to smile whenever you see someone gets you angry. Is it fake? It's fake. But he needs to have it because he needs to hide the pagam. He has a pagam of kas. His real levushim are torn. They're not good levushim. And Bemele has to hide them with the outside in Yarim. If a person pretends for other in Yarim, then it's a levush that's shekel and it's not good. So that's the pshat, the difference between bigdei mitzvah and not. A person, there are two mahalchim that seem to contradict themselves. On the one hand, it says that a person should not go after chitzonius, and a person should not fake it, and a person should not be sheker, and so on. That's all wrong. On the other hand, the Ramchal says, Mesos Hashem, his most basic eitzah, is that chitzonius is mashpia nepnimius, and a person should do things even if he's not holding it, they'll be mashpia nepnimius. And the kasha is, I mean, you're mixing up sheker and emes. How can a person do a mitzvah just for show? And the answer is, the big day shatness are mutter for this inyan. Mitzvahs is not the pshat that they were matir, that is the tchuya on the big day shatness. The mitzias of a mitzvah is, it's the outside inyan that brings out the emes bifnim. The etzim a person is a good person. The hanocha of chitzonius being mashpia on the pnimius is that there are two layers. The first, the most pnimistic layer of a person is toif. A person wants to do what's right. There's a big block of gufnius and built up midas ros that are the etzim chitzonius, the big aesop, so to speak, that's staring the pnimius are coming out. And by taking an outside maisa to draw it out, he's drawing out the emes in himself. Just like a person who was never taught anything, he wasn't taught how to read and write, and he's illiterate. And everybody says he's a very stupid person. He knows nothing, understands nothing, and so on. I say, well, if I will teach him how to read and to write, and so on, his chachma will come out. If I mashpia on a person l'toiva, if a person does a maisa mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah becomes a levush. That's the musach written in Sfarim, is that maisa mitzvahs are afterwards mitzvah. If it says the moshe about tztaka, the pruta becomes like a siryon. But it says they're part of the levushay adam. It means even if it starts from the outside, it makes its way from the inside. It connects with the pnimius, and it becomes shatness, becomes mutter in the olam mitzvahs, because It's not something that is a shatness. The etzem, the chitzonius in a mitzvah draws out the pnimius of the person, so it becomes his real avush. Mitorech shalei lishma tavo lishma is an emes. The inyanim of Megillah. Let's answer one more shayla we had on the The reason why by Kalim did not need a person to make it, the Kli is a Kli mitzar atzma. You know, the mitzvah of Kalim is a shulchan is a shulchan. You need somebody to make it. It's a chetimtza to make it. A menorah is a menorah. It's a chetimtza to make it. Begodim are the etzim, the parayot of the person. Side a person wearing it, side a person making it. It's since a beged is of the person and not on the person. A shulchan is something that is made outside and brought to me. A beged has to be made on me. A person, a craftsman who makes a table doesn't have to look at the person getting the table. He makes the nicest table in the world, and I can afford the nicest table in the world, so I buy the nicest table in the world. It could be my taste, it could be not my taste, but it has no shaykhis. The person doesn't need to see me and so on. Begodim is the pshat has to be made on me. The person making the beged is making it on me. That's what he's doing. So the hakev is the aron lechane li, and then to bring the chachmav to make it is specific to begodim over kalim. That's the mila, so to speak. That's the difference of begodim and kalim. The mitzvahs of the megillah is the seifa, the seifa of all of the kisvei kodesh. It's the seifa of the inyanim that a Kaddish Baruch was malbish in words. After that, Chanukah is already Meisim. Kaddish Baruch did Meisim, but a Kaddish Baruch Hu, there are no Levushim anymore. The a Kaddish Baruch Hu is no longer, there's no Oita Erka Salma, we're living in a Cheshach of Hasta Asta, and we see Pu'ulas of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but Poyal Pa'alta, But we don't have a gili in a sense the way levush is megala pnimis. So the metzias of, if it will take a look at all of Kisvei Kodesh, Kisvei Kodesh is the Oita Oka Salmo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the closest we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the words of Torah. Just like when I hear what a person did gives me a picture of the person, when I see the person, it gives me some picture of him. When I talk to the person, that's what I make up my mind. That's basically, and expressions which are not shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the burim are the closest of levushim. They belong kula to elam levushim, not to elam ha-maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Megillah, something fascinating happened. It was written not al das HaKisvei HaKadosh. Esther wrote it as an igeres, and not as Kisvei Kodesh, because it didn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu out, it didn't come with an understanding of Kisvei HaKadosh, and the schus of it was that it was nizdamik back to Kisvei HaKadosh. It was nizdamik to Kisvei HaKadosh, in other words, it was a b'china of a levush from the outside that became a levush from the inside, as a b'china of pishtim that became tzemer. That's the godless of it. In Olam HaMitzvahs, things from the outside become things from the inside. And in Kisvei HaKadosh, the place where we did it, the place where it happened was in Megillas Esther. The whole Megillah, I don't want to be mired, it's not the, not the time that the Megillah is kol kuloi levushim. It says that Tilbish Esther Malchus means she put Ruach HaKadosh on herself. In the other places that you have Nevuah, by Shaul, for instance, it says that he was misnabbing. Nevuah struck him. He didn't put Nevuah onto himself. Nevuah just poured out of him. It came from out, from inside out. By Esther, it says, Vatilbish Esther Malchus. She was mislabish Malchus. There's a... somebody once asked a Shaila, and I thought of a Teretz. It says the minig is to read v'keilim mikeilim shenim, to read it with a sieve nigravecha, because Achashverosh took out the keilim of Beis Hamikdash and showed them off, and it's a big tzar to see it. Levushim, it says that asikar tiferes malchuso, it says that he took out bigdei kahuna and wore them. Why don't we have the same? Why don't we have that same nigavecha for that? Both of them are chazal. Both of them are chazal. That's what it was. It says this was kerem as a mivish. It's a bidikuna. So why didn't they have? Why don't we learn that for the nigavecha? So I was thinking, bigdei kahuna, kelim are kelim for everybody. If a person has a kli, a mizbeach of a mizbeach, everybody can be makiv on it. Like we said, the kli is irregardless of the person. It doesn't have to shtozach tzu to the person. So the mela, the person himself can use it, even if it's a chashverosh. If he has a kris of the Beis HaMikdash, it's a kris of the Beis HaMikdash on the table. Begodim, if it's not kimidosei bad, if it's not fit, if it's not custom made for him, then it's not begodim. Then he's not wearing them. They're not bigdei kahuna. Bigdei kahuna after shtozach tzu to the person. And if don't shtozach tzu to the person, it's not him. He wasn't able to be pegim in the bigdei kahuna. It wasn't a big covet for bigdei kahuna to be slapped around. But he couldn't use bigdei kahuna. So there's no, the avelas of chum beis hamikdash. It's not on him being able to mishtamish. Kelim beis hamikdash is able to be mishtamish. But begodim, he wasn't able to be mishtamish. It's one of the inyanim in Deiris. Umas Olam took a lot from us. The Pe'er and the Kavod, they took for their religions. Their religions have Kavod and Pe'er and different inyanim that they took from Kedusha. Tchumas HaNefesh, the Edelkeit of a Yid, the those things that mark a Yid mitzad. If a person takes a look at a picture of Umas Olam wearing the kelim, wearing a yarmulke, whatever it is, a person looks at the face and says it's not a Yiddish upon him. You can take the kelim, but there's no way in which the levushim of Yisrael fit anybody else but Klal Yisrael. So in the kelim there was able to be pegim in it. In levushim wasn't able to be pegim. And Shoshan Yaakov says that the ear was semecha when he saw Mordechai wearing the tchelas. The pshat is the begodim when they came back on Klal Yisrael fit Klal Yisrael. That was the difference between the begodim could never be nifgam; they just don't fit. And when they saw Mordechai that fit the tzuras Mordechai, and by the way, tchelas is the mokrim of. That's why we have klayim and tzitzis and other begodim, because tchelas can only be tzema; they can only be pnimis. That's where the simcha came back again, because we saw this was a chelik that could never be taken away. I want to just bring it down to Leinyanenu a little bit. It's one of the things that it's one of the things a person has to understand. On the one hand, we always keep pushing that mice and kritzanim are values, and a person that just does things and puts on things just for the show of it, and that's where he feels he's expressing himself, his shaykhus yiddishkeit, that's sheker, and it's not avodah, it's nothing. But there is an akuda that is left out. If a person in the dvar mitzvah, there's no shatness. Bigdei pishtim become tzemer. Bigdei pishtim and tzemer they can weave together in bigdei mitzvah, as long as the person understands it as such. If a person puts on a hat and a jacket and that's his yiddishkeit, and he does kol davasa, then faket, those are bigdei esof. That's pretending. That's there to fool somebody, himself mostly. But when a person understands that pnim yusai, the begodim never left Klal Yisrael, us. It's just that there's a thick layer now. There's a coarse layer between us and the begodim. And if he puts on the right chitzonius on the outside, then the pnimius kicks in on the inside. That is the element of mitzvahs. Mitoich shalei lishma bo lishma is a proper approach if the person understands it as such, and if it's an element of mitzvahs. Whatever a person does in element of mitzvahs, even if right now he's not holding by it, but if he's doing it to show off, or to pretend, or to satisfy his conscience, or whatever it is, those all are reinforcing the sheker in the person. And then it's possible. But if a person does it because he needs to jumpstart himself, he needs to move his pnimius, and the only way to do this is to be moir through chitzayin, that is the right malach mitzvahs. The pishkin and sema work in tana mitzvahs because there is, just like if a person will put tons of fertilizer on ground that's not seeded, it won't get anything out of it. But if there's a seed there and he puts fertilizer from the outside, it'll grow. Because there was something there that needed coaching, it needed nourishment, it needed something to come out. So if a person does in Yanim, even if they seem chitzonim to him, but with the understanding that's Moed Pnimius, that is something that is the emes of Levushim of Kedusha. And the fact in Yanni Purim, the Inyan of people who do things in an appropriate way, and a person is madlik in himself a certain nekuda of tayv on Purim. And most people are. Most people touch a good tayv. Person says afterwards, I was only drunk and I was this and that. No. It's what's inside that you find too difficult day to day to express. If a person does it with a kavanah of kedusha, if a person does it because he knows that b'ptim p'nim yusay, there's a ratzon to do tayv, except that there's a tremendous amount of social beast that's ma'akiv. If he approaches sometimes from the outside in, if the person puts on the begodim that are right, then the big epishtim on the chutz, the strands of pishtim chutz on the oret smicha tzem v'fnim, and what started out as a jump start from the outside becomes his mitzias that's expressed from inside out.
I just want to apologize. I'm going to see what we're doing.